The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 3. This is Sports Rage. I'm Gabe Morenci. We're throwing it down Sirius XM channel 159. A new era begins. The evolution of the Rage Illusion. Thanks to Ian Cameron for joining us. Thanks to the Raging Redhead. We're not done yet as far as our guest Ben Kirchhoff, CBSSports.com. We'll talk some college football. I'm enjoying talking college football right now. And of course, the rankings came out. And the rankings, you know, the initial rankings don't really fully matter, but they kind of do in a way. It depends on where you're at. Because some people will say, oh, you know, you look, it doesn't matter. They're right, in a sense. Or when they say that they won't be the same, they're right about that. But what they don't bring up is, like everything in life, it's fixed. It's manipulated. All right? You don't think that they know, like, there was a method to their madness? Let's just be real. Why the hell are Michigan 7? I'm a Michigan fan. The Michigan Wolverines are not the 7th best team in the country. And I'm a Michigan fan. And it's not even a debate. We're not the 7th. How the hell are Michigan ranked ahead of Oklahoma? Right? They're setting it up. Right? Like, they're setting it up for the Big Ten to box everybody else out. They've set it up for the SEC. And we read everything, and I'd like to read more. I wish there was, you know, 29 hours in a day instead of 24. But I was reading the comments from the committee, and props to the committee for actually owning up to their they do an interview after about why they rank people where they did. And I saw the committee talking about Cincinnati, and the head of the committee is the athletic director of Iowa, for the record. So that's fair, right, for the Big Ten, right? It's him and the SEC guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the whole thing's like a rig job, right? It's like, oh, you got the head of the Big Ten. You got a guy from the Big Ten, huh, as the final say here? Oh, that's no conflict of interest at all, right? If you look at the standings, oh, we got three Big Ten teams crammed in the top seven here, right? Like, so they basically said, this is the hypocrisy, though, and the stupidity of the committee. This isn't like where they're whacked, okay? So they're saying, listen, I don't even like Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati, I don't know why Cincinnati become this darling of everybody, but whatever. So, but I will tell you this. So the head, I want to get the guy's name, the Iowa AD. I want to get his exact quote, but whatever. This is what he said, essentially. He said that basically Cincinnati's schedule just doesn't impress them. Point blank. He didn't even hide it. Like, I was surprised he was so open about it because for betting purposes, they don't like Cincinnati. And things are only going to get worse for Cincinnati because Cincinnati doesn't play anybody anymore and everybody else does. So what I don't understand, and I sort of get it in a way, There's a reason for everything in life, people. All right. And sometimes, you know, we don't see it right away. So I was thinking, how the hell are Oklahoma 8 and stuff? All right. I mean, what are you doing here? You know, Oklahoma Sooners, they have the longest win streak in the country. You're putting them 8. You got Michigan 7. And you know what I mean? Like, you got Cincinnati, you're screwing around. Like, you got the Ducks 4. You're doing a lot of little maneuvering. But as I stated, it's part of their big picture plan. If they put Cincinnati 8 now, everyone would have a heart attack and cry. The Late Night Anger Masterclass. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenzi. We're kicking it to Mightier 1090. What's up, San Diego? We're bringing it. Everything. It's hard to keep up with everything that's been going on here in the last couple of days. So many sports stories that would be like massive stories if we were in a dog days of summer or something like that, that we could spend hours talking about. Now we can't even keep up with everything. Right now, I'm just talking about college football and the rankings and how this is going to play out. And like everything in life, everything is a lie. Like, nothing is true. Nothing is true. When you're a little kid, they lie to you about Santa Claus, right? Politicians lie every time they talk. You people, we accept getting lied to, right, in this world. Like, nothing you read is true. Nothing, you know what I mean? Like, nothing, everything has an angle to it, or there's a reason and why they said it, and they set you up for this, or why is that, and you know what I mean? And the college football rankings are no different. And, you know, you think about the initial reaction, and they love it because they get people like me and everyone else talking about it and getting all mad and yelling at everybody about it, and they love the passion that it brings. But ultimately, it's like the UFC rankings. They're a pile of crap. Like, the UFC rankings don't mean anything. It's the Dana White rankings that mean something. And the FBS here and the championship and the committee and everything, there's a method to their madness, a hell of a lot more than I think we give them credit for. Because I'm wondering, how the hell do you have Oklahoma 8? Right? Like, seriously. And then you put Cincinnati and all that, and then they rip Cincinnati. Because if they put Cincinnati, they don't like Cincinnati.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
And they came out and said it. They said, Cincinnati didn't play anyone. Nice win against Notre Dame, but it doesn't match up against these other conferences. So that's where the hypocrisy comes in. So how the hell can you look me in a straight face and tell me that Cincinnati are not a Power 5 conference team? They don't play good enough teams. That's why they're not ranked higher. But Oklahoma, who are so low, because we'll tell you why on the other side, what they're doing. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Hey Brian, care to place a wager? Tomorrow night on Fox's Celebrity Boxing, I've got Carol Channing beating Mike Tyson in three rounds.
Carol Channing. You've got Carol Channing, the actress, beating Mike Tyson, the boxer. Hell, give me $50 on Tyson.
Yeah, you're in good company. Betting Freddy took the same wager.
Bet.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, and the debate rages on, and the Cincinnati Bearcats are sort of in the middle of it. And you know what it is, actually? I think a lot of people are frustrated with the system. And this gets into a deeper sort of thing about everybody's frustrated with a system in life. People are frustrated with a government. People are frustrated with mandates. People are frustrated with this. People are frustrated. Everybody's frustrated. And people are sick and tired of seeing Alabama and Ohio State and the same teams get a pass all the time, no matter, even like Bama, even when they lose, you're ranked second. You know what I mean? So whoever that upstart team is, I think people are going to back. And Cincinnati sort of have that, you know what, hey, stop screwing Cincinnati around type of deal. Cincinnati are a good football team. And they do want to play a good, they want to play better teams, and the people don't want to play them. That is true. That is true. But it doesn't mean that they still play a better schedule than other teams do. Like, let's be real. Like, is anybody want to tell me right now, listening to this show right now, on Sirius XM, Channel 159, the Mightier 1090, Sports Byline, Sports Map, Armed Forces, Radio Networks, anybody want to tell me that if Cincinnati runs the table and the Oklahoma Sooners run the table, so what, you think that beating Navy and beating Tulsa and playing Notre Dame once is the same thing as running the table in the Big 12? You think that's the same thing? Come on. What are we doing here? And yesterday I got into a Merrill about this. I'm not talking about power rankings. I'm talking about facts here. They're both undefeated. Oklahoma's undefeated. Cincinnati's undefeated. Who gets in? Who gets in? I'll tell you right now, it'll be Oklahoma who will get in. Just for the record, for you, put it this way, for you Bearcat backers, be prepared. You're not going to the playoffs. Number one, your schedule isn't good enough. Number two, you don't have enough fans. Number three, you would kill TV ratings. Number four, you couldn't sell any tickets to the game. Like, there's a lot of things that go into this. And quite frankly, the college, this stuff's on New Year's Eve this year. And I tell you, they hate it that's on New Year's Eve. That's the committee's fault. It's not ESPN's fault. ESPN told them this is the stupidest thing ever. And the committee guy told them we could put the college football playoffs on the 4th of July and we'd get big numbers. And they put it on New Year's Eve and the numbers were terrible. They had the worst numbers ever when they did it on New Year's Eve before. So now it just happens to land on New Year's Eve again, and they can't avoid it. So, trust me, they're going to be very, very sensitive to who gets in this thing. They already know we're taking a beating, right? We're taking a beating. We paid a ton of money for this thing, and now we're going on New Year's Eve. Are you effing kidding me? You know, the guys, you know, that are married and families and stuff, we're all a bunch of degenerate losers here, right? I'm speaking for myself, but you know, me, New Year's Eve, I watch college football and, you know, and whatever, and you do shows and whatever. Like, some people have girlfriends and lives, and they can't, you know, just sit in front of a TV all the time. And it's New Year's Eve, especially people with families and stuff, right? It's New Year's Eve, man. Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I'm watching the Cincinnati Bearcats get murdered by Georgia right now. And that's another thing. People are going to say, if it's the Bearcats, you know, they're going to get killed anyways. They're 18-point underdogs. I'm not watching that. And then, you know what I mean? You would like, dude, ESPN executives are going to panic. All right? They will panic if Cincinnati gets in. And number two, they're literally going to, you know, have an opioid problem because they're going to take so many pills after when they see the television ratings after they get fired. God, the Cincinnati, you know, Matias, you know what I'm talking. Imagine the Cincinnati Bearcats on TV on New Year's Eve. Are you watching, Matias? You have a girlfriend and stuff. You're not watching. You'd be like, I'm not watching that. That's New Year's Eve. I'm going out. I'm not staying in to watch Georgia kill Cincinnati. But what happens if I told you? Yeah, exactly. What if I told you, oh, Michigan's playing Georgia, man? You're like, oh, sorry, honey. I'm watching the college football. People would be a little different. Be like, hey, man, Michigan's playing against Alabama, man. This is big-time stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's certain programs. Oklahoma show up, man, with 40,000 fans wherever they go. Like, you know? Like, Michigan. You put Michigan in something, and you're selling out. It's like, all right, we're sold out. Like, guys, you got to sell tickets to this crap. And it's not easy to sell tickets to this college stuff. It's about, like, it's all about TV ratings and being good. But the fact is, for Cincinnati. So, like I said, tell me anybody that Cincinnati belongs to be in over Oklahoma. To anybody. Like, does anybody, I see anyone in our chat, we all want to smart college football here. I'd love to hear from you, Lisa. If you want to call in later in the week or something, we're up against it. We got Ben coming up in a couple minutes, but love to take on this. Lisa loves college football. New Year's Eve, like I said. Like, we all love sports, but there's even, like, a night to be normal and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Let's say, hey, you know what? You got a hot date on New Year's Eve. Oh, sorry. I got to cancel the hot date on Tinder because I got to watch the Cincinnati Bearcat game. Like, hey, if you're going to, like, stay in and watch college football on New Year's Eve, it better be a damn good matchup, man. You know? And they know that. What do you think? They're stupid? What do you think on American Idol and stuff? Well, call in and vote. Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. The Fox television network is going to let a bunch of yahoos on the phone dictate who they give a $1 million contract to and are stuck with for the next years of their lives. Oh, yeah. You people decide. That's not rigged, right? You know what I mean? Come on, man. People would be like, I don't care, because people vote for, like, the underdog all the time. That's the thing. You vote for the underdog, and the underdog gets killed, and it's you all walk away after. You know, when Butler played in a national championship college basketball game, it was the worst-rated game in the history of the NCAA's finals forever. Everyone loves Cinderella until they have to go out with Cinderella.
Now, that is promo material.
Thank you. It's true. It's true. You know, look at the playoffs. Look at the World Series. Ah, it's the Braves and the Astros. Ah, if it would be different. How many times have I heard this? Just from other people. I'm not even a Dodger Yankee fan, but, you know, I would have preferred it was like Dodgers Yankees or Red Sox or something. People like big brand name team, guys. Like, the you know what I mean? Like, the hipster. So there's a 5% hipster ratio that always want that little upstart to play in the game and screw the party up. But I tell you what, mainstream America, the other 95%, they want to watch Duke play. They don't want to watch Pepperdine. They don't want to watch Butler upset somebody. They want to watch Duke win or lose because they love or hate them. They want to watch Kansas. They want to watch Michigan. They want to watch Ohio State. They want to watch Alabama play, you know? Same in soccer. They want to watch Man City, all right? They want to watch Man U. They want to watch Barcelona, right? People want premium products in today's day and age. There's an entertainment battle in this world. God, how many stations on Sirius are we on against right now? We're all a family, but how many networks on this thing alone? You got 392 TV networks, Netflix, Sling, Slang, Ding, Bang, and everything else. You guys, a big bang for your buck. I'm not just going to watch because you tell me what you put it on. I'm going to watch. And that's another thing. So listen, this is how this is going to work. We know the SEC is in, and this is how this goes down. If, let's just say hypothetically, Alabama wins out, and Alabama ends up playing Georgia. Okay, Alabama ends up playing Georgia in the title game.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's #1 prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
If Alabama beats Georgia in the SEC title game, they're both getting in. If Georgia beats Bama, then they're out. Then you would have one SEC team. You would have one Big Ten winner. You would have the Pac-12 winner. And then they would put Oklahoma in and they would screw over Wake Forest and the ACC. Thank you. Come again.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
$1.3 trillion business of sports with your daily numbers game. Really important news for youth in elite sports today. A company called Certor capitalized and buying assets in the youth sports safety helmet area. Shutt, as well as Vices, used to be the premier manufacturer of safe equipment. San Francisco-based Vices almost shut down because of financial troubles, but reconfigured under this new capitalization scheme. And the bottom line is this company opening up a 235,000 square foot headquarters in Plainfield, Indiana, to cater for youth sports safety equipment. The bottom line is this: in a day and age where companies are not sponsoring tackle football as quickly as they used to, the bottom line on this area is that the companies are investing in making the equipment safer, good for the sport. Sports Professor Rick Caro, Daily Numbers Game.
The Sports Grid Radio Network presents This Date in Sports History.
In 1959, Ernie Banks wins his second consecutive NL MVP. Mr. Cub hit a career 512 home runs.
Back, hey! It's a home run for Banks! Attaboy, Ernie!
For Sports Grid Radio, I'm Mike Demergis.
You're listening to the home of the winning edge.
We're always here.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you don't have to mark your calendar or anything.
What do you got going on anyway? That's what we thought.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Anchor Match Macross continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenzi, kicking it on SiriusXM channel 159. Let's do this thing. Man, there's been a ton of news in the football world, including the college football playoff rankings. Everybody always gets upset about the first rankings, and we always warn people the first are not the last. But I got to be honest, I've gotten as upset as anybody. So I did not heed my own advice as I usually do not. Let's bring in Ben Kercheval right now, CBSSports.com, to break it all down. Ben, always a pleasure. How you doing tonight?
I'm great. Thank you.
So, Ben, you know, we expected, you know, there's always a little bit of outrage. There's always going to be a fan base and a school and a program that feels as though they're being disrespected. But to me, wow. I wasn't just surprised about, like, the top four. I was just sort of surprised about, like, the top 10 and the entire rankings overall. What were your initial thoughts when you saw the rankings popping up?
So this is going to go against what I do for a living and what I'm doing with you right now. I don't watch the ranking show. I haven't watched it in years, save for Selection Sunday when it actually matters. And last night, I went and I did a hot yoga class and sweated out all the toxins that the playoff committee's been forcing down my throat for the past few years. So here's what, you know what the first playoff rankings, you know what those are worth? Absolutely nothing. And they will be worth nothing in a week when they do it all over again. Now, I checked them out this morning just to see. And the thing that I came away with was Cincinnati sitting there at number six. Okay, that seems about right in terms of what I thought they would do. But you know what they come out and they say? Is they go, we value Power Five wins. Well, doesn't that just sort of automatically put any group of five team behind the eight ball? I mean, unless you're BYU, which scheduled like half of the Pac-12, there's no possible way that you could have a schedule full of Power Five games. I mean, what an arbitrary thing and an arbitrary metric to come up with. But that's par for the course for them, because what they want to do, it's just like you alluded to, they create a situation of desperateness and anger and outrage so that you'll pay attention to them, and that's what they accomplished last night. So I guess hats off.
You know what? Well said, Ben. I didn't expect that answer, but well said. And I remember years ago, even like 30 years ago or something, and they didn't have overtime, and there was a tie, and, you know, and the powers were asked, you know, how can you end these games in ties, and, you know, this is ridiculous, and you can't decide who the best team is, and said, well, you're talking about it, aren't you? And you're right, Ben, they have lived by that, but, and I totally get it. I'm not like, oh my God, this team is two, and this team is five, and because they're all going to play each other, and it's all going to balance itself out, but let's not kid ourselves. This is like, you know, WWE, Ben, you know the drill, right? They're setting it up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they set it up. This will happen, and then that'll happen, and then that'll box these guys out so they know what they're doing. But I noticed that as well. So how about the contradictory language? And I guess the head of the committee that speaks is the AD of Iowa. So, and if you're Cincinnati, just for the record, guys, if you guys didn't see, he basically called out Cincinnati. He said, yeah, they beat Notre Dame, but they don't play anybody. And he goes, and they're not going to be playing anybody. Like, he basically sent the message, meh, to Cincinnati. But what I don't understand the double standard is, well, they're not in a good conference, they don't play anybody, but we have the Oklahoma Sooners, who are 9-0-8, who do play people in a real conference. They're like, the hypocrisy is, that's the thing that gets me here, Ben.
Yeah, I mean, if you try to follow the logic, you know, you're going to wrap yourself up in a knot. I mean, there's no way that two things can ever, you know, be...
It's a good point. They don't mesh.
Yeah, they don't mesh. Now, the thing that's always interesting to me is, like, well, again, we value Power Five wins. Would you value Oklahoma needing Caleb Williams to grab a football from Kennedy Brooks to beat Kansas? Is that what you valued? Kansas might be the worst team in the FBS Power Five, Group of Five, Jackson Five. Doesn't matter. So, I mean, and I know that's an extreme example, but, you know, what about that? And they beat Notre Dame. Guess what? By their own metric, Notre Dame's a top 10 team. I mean, there are the short list of teams that have a win better than Cincinnati. It's very small. You know, it might be four or five. I have no, like, real qualms with them being at six. I think it's obviously it's going to be what's going to happen on December 5th. But this is what they do.
So you're calling it now, Ben. They'll leave the Bearcats out. You're calling it now?
I think they're in at the end of the year. That's my gut feeling because I don't think they're going to be in. Do you look down the rest of those rankings? See how many 1, 2, and 3 lost teams are already in there? Last time I even checked, 47 ranked teams have lost this year. I mean, I think
and could lose again, Ben, right? And lose again. That's the thing. Yeah.
Cincinnati's in just by the virtue of, I'll call my shot and say they go undefeated, and I don't think there's going to be enough other teams to fill those slots.
Ben Kirchival with it. All right, Ben, instead of, great answers, instead of, discussing and debating it, let's do our own sort of eyeball test and just talk about some teams that can sort of throw things for a loop. And, one of them, to me, that really stands out are the Auburn Tigers, who've been playing better football as of late. Ever since Harsin called out Nix publicly, played the backup a little bit. He really responded. I guess it was that LSU game where things just really turned around, but they have some nice wins, man. They've really strung this thing together, and people don't realize they control their own destiny. They win out, they're going to the SEC Conference Championship game.
What do we always say about Auburn in odd years? They're they're a different team.
It's always out of nowhere, too, right? Like, just out of, oh my God, they're suddenly good.
when they're not ranked in the preseason poll, just as they weren't this year, they come out of nowhere. You can look it up. It's a thing that happens. And Bo Nix got benched. It was then the lights seemed to turn on for him. And now he's got an endless supply of magic beans because the dude just makes these wild plays over and over again. I mean, it's a weird trip with them, but they get Texas A&M this weekend. That's a massive matchup. And then obviously they'll get Alabama later in November. And like you said, they control their destiny out of the SEC West. We just assume a lot of the time that Alabama is the team to beat. That might not be the case at the end of this month.
That's my deal. And you guys do a great job, obviously, with the SEC over at CBS. And I know you talk a lot of SEC. And I'm not one of these guys, every year, Alabama lost too many players, this and that. But let's just call it off for what it is. The defense just isn't elite with Alabama. You can move the ball on this team. And we've seen teams move the ball on them. And I say this to someone who bet on Alabama. I put my money in on Alabama to win a national championship about 6 weeks ago. I'm not saying that bet's dead right now, but they're not like this dominant force. I almost look at them. They're not quite the Kansas City Chiefs, Ben, because, Chiefs have problems, but you know what I mean? Like, people just sort of assume, oh, it's Alabama. They're very, very, very good, but I don't think they're great. Would you agree with that take, like, when you look at their defense?
Their defense has taken a step back, for sure. Now, that being said, Will Anderson might be the best individual players at any position in the country. I mean, the dude's an absolute monster. I think he challenges Kayvon Thibodeau for the number one overall pick in next year's draft. So they certainly still have the guys. But Florida showed you can move the ball on them on the ground. A&M showed that too. And then Tennessee showed that you can do it through the air. So they've shown some vulnerabilities. I don't know that you've always gotten the tight defensive play. And that's it, I think, every single level. I don't know that there's any one particular level of the defense that is egregiously bad. I mean, obviously they're still good, but I think teams have found different ways to just get some exploitation on them in terms of just some individual plays, some explosive plays. So I think that's been part of it. Early on in the year, I thought Bryce Young was settling into his job in kind of an interesting way. Looked like he was really hesitant to run. I don't know if that was a personal thing. I don't know if the coaches told him not to run. But only recently has he kind of started to really blossom, I think, in that part.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Part of his game. So it could just be that, you know, one piece isn't quite working on one side of the ball, then another piece isn't quite working on the other side. So it could just be a matter of them just needing to put all of those things together. And I don't know, maybe happens towards the end of the year, maybe not. But if you were to say Georgia and Alabama line up today, who you got? I don't know why we would have any reason to pick against Georgia.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
This team is fired up. We came here to play.
All right.
Hello.
What? Didn't you hear what he said?
Look at the fear in his eyes. Listen to the quiver in his voice. He's a little boy lost in a game of money.
You think we should bet against him?
I bet my entire college fund on it.
You got it.
Mo, $23 on New York.
I swear, man. Emotions always run high when you start talking about college football. Nah, this team, that team lost to this team, and oh, this can't be this, and it can't be that. It ain't about any of that stuff. All right, it ain't. It's like real life, man. It's stuff. It's about who's going to sell tickets, who's going to be like, can they spread it around the country? But you know, listen. I enjoy talking about this stuff, and I enjoy trying to find like, it's sort of like reading between the lines. It's like betting on wrestling. This stuff. I think it's a good way of putting it. It really is. It's not who you think is the best team, right? And, you know, that's what I was talking about with Merrill last night, sort of. I didn't pose the question in the best way. Pose the question, I don't think, in the best way. Like, it's not who you and me think the top four are. It's irrelevant, we think. Unless you're on a committee, I don't care what you think. It's irrelevant, we think. It's, we are trying to think, what will the committee do? You know what I mean? It's the same thing. Listen, guys, if there's one thing you know, and I'm not like a boaster with picks. I have good nights, I have bad nights and stuff, right? But if there's one thing that, if you guys know to pay attention, I'm known for, I kill drafts. You know, the NFL draft, we went 12-2. The NBA draft, there wasn't as many options. So NBA draft, I went like, you know, 6-2. You know, and I put, you know, as much, you know, $500 a prop and this guy and that guy and like, You know, look, we had Trey Lance going third overall, like plus 400. Nobody else did. They had Mac Jones going there. The media, oh, Mac Jones, no way they take Trey Lance. I was like, yeah, they're going to take Trey Lance, right? Because I don't handicap the drafts. I can't wait for this year's NFL draft. It's one of my best betting things of the year. I don't handicap, like, what the mock drafts say, like, what they set the numbers on. I handicap what I think the general manager of that team is going to do. You know what I mean? It's the same thing. It's the same thing here. I'm not handicapping who the best teams are. I'm not trying to tell you. I see people, oh, well, Cincinnati and this team, they played this team and they beat that team. I don't give a crap. You know what I mean? It's not about that. It's about what the hell is the committee going to do. That's what I'm betting on. So when people talk about, oh, you bet on WrestleMania? Well, yeah, it's, you know what I mean? I'm not a big WrestleMania bettor. I have bet on it, but I understand when people say, oh, you think it's fixed and stuff. It doesn't matter if it's fixed. It could only be, it's like a basketball. You don't think any match has ever been fixed before? Like, right? It doesn't matter. You're betting on what you think Vince McMahon is going to do for his company. That's what makes it fun, right? All right. You know what I mean? They don't want to push this girl because, you know, if she wins the championship at WrestleMania, they're stuck with her for 6 months as the champ, and they're not going to want to back her, right? Like, you got to think, like, that's what makes it interesting. And it's the same thing with this. It's not about, well, power metrics and power ratings. It's about what the hell does the committee want? And they'd let you know what they want. You know what I mean? You read between the lines, and they're letting you know what they want. Right, it's basically they want to spread it out. Right, they want to get, you know, ideally in their perfect world, they'll have, you know, the committee would like an SEC team, a Big Ten team, a Big 12 team, and a Pac 12 team. But it can't be mismatches, right? Mismatches lead to bad television ratings where people leave. Right, if you let's say, like I said earlier, you put Cincinnati on, we're talking about on New Year's Eve. What happens if you put Cincinnati on New Year's Eve and they're losing 21-0 after like 10 minutes of the game, first quarter? Which I don't think they will. I'm not picking on them. I don't think they're that bad, actually. I think Cincinnati can ball. But their schedule sucks. That was just my whole point. See, we get, and it doesn't matter. Well, they, you know what I mean? They play what they play. Well, whatever. It is what it is. Life's not fair. Life's not fair. But it'll all play itself out. But as I stated, from a betting perspective, I got all gung-ho here. I haven't clicked this yet. Because I put a couple of different numbers in here so far. So Auburn's 200-1. You know, I was going to put $100. That pays $20,100. $100. Auburn to win a national championship. Do I think Auburn's going to win a national championship? No. I do not. But I do think that they're going to beat Texas A&M this week. I do think they're going to beat Mississippi State. Although that's going to be a tricky one. I think they're going to easily beat South Carolina. And then it lines up with the Iron Bowl in which they host Alabama. And I've watched every Alabama game this year besides, like, the, you know, the ones against the whoever the hell they played. You know what I mean? When they played the D2 schools and stuff. So all their real games. The real games I've watched. Auburn can beat them. Like, Alabama are not unbeatable. It's at Auburn, that game. Ben brought it up. There's something about these odd years with the Auburn Tigers and stuff. Like, Auburn's one of these weird programs that they're kind of average, and every couple of years they win. Like, you know what I mean? It's one of those deals. It's like, you know, they're average. Oh, no, they're great. And then, you know, next year, average. You know, it's like, that's sort of Auburn. But Auburn, like, at 200-1, I'm just talking about a head situation. Wake Forest is 100-1 now. Same thing, man. Wake Forest is undefeated, and if they run the table, they're going to be hard to keep out. So, in the long run here, Cincinnati are just screwed. Cincinnati are not going to get in. That's in my own personal, I don't think Cincinnati are going to get in. The Michigan Wolverines have a chance to get in. But it doesn't mean they're going to take opportunity of that chance. Now, hear me out on Michigan. And, you know, so Michigan are ranked seventh, guys. They're setting it up. They'd love nothing more to get rid of Michigan State and have the winner of Michigan and Ohio State basically be in. That's what they want. They don't want Sparty. Right? Sparty are nowhere near as popular as Michigan are, even though Sparty beat them. Right? But the thing is, they got to have Sparty lose along the way here to get Sparty out of the way. So, I'm telling you right now, what's the point spread? Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. I'm just saying, if you know what I'm saying. It's Big Ten referees, Sparty this week. And Sparty got all the damn calls against Michigan. I'm not going to cry about that, though. What's done is done. They beat us again. It is what it is. But that was pass interference, man. Not to mention, he fumbled. That should have been a touchdown. We got screwed for a touchdown and a pass interference. But I'm just telling you right now, I have a feeling you're going to see Michigan State are going to get screwed this week. They're going to get screwed. I'm telling you. They're going to get screwed. There's going to be a call that's going to... I'm not saying that, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying. You're going to see Michigan State's going to get screwed. They're 2.5-point favorites at Purdue. They're going to lose this game to Purdue. I'm telling you right now. They're going to lose this game to Purdue. The refs are going to be up their ass all night. All right? Like, the refs are going to be all over them all night. And basically, why? Because if you make Michigan State lose this game, they have to play Ohio State after. And then basically it's like, all right, Michigan State loses to Purdue. Ohio State beats Michigan State. Michigan don't lose until the Ohio State game, and then suddenly you've got it set up Michigan-Ohio State. Why do you think they put Michigan seventh, guys? There's no justification that the Michigan Wolverines should be ranked ahead of these other teams. And I'm a lifelong Michigan Wolverine fan. Love them. Love them. Right? Love these guys. But there's no way you can justify it. The only way you justify it, you don't justify it, it's just facts that they're setting it up, that that's what they want. So I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now. Purdue are going to get screwed over by a couple of bad calls this week. Michigan State's going to get screwed over. Purdue's going to beat them in the Purdue game. Purdue beat Iowa, too. Purdue have a couple of NFL-caliber players and stuff, and they step up in these big games. So I'm telling you, I think Purdue can beat them, and I'm going to bet it. I'm not guaranteeing it. I'm trying to tell you it's a lock, but I think it's going to happen. It's one of these Morenci gut, and I'm telling you, my gut's pretty good. Purdue's going to win. Michigan State's going to get screwed on a couple of bad calls. It'll be like, wow, that was a bad call. And then Michigan State's got a loss just like Michigan does, right? And then they know Michigan State have to go to Columbus. And then they'll lose at Michigan. And Michigan State will lose at Ohio State. Man, it's confusing saying all these state names and all this. Gonna lose at Ohio State. And then suddenly, if Michigan doesn't screw it up, which we probably will, it would set up. Think about that. I'm just telling you right now. And think about the TV. I mean, Matias, you know the drill. Imagine that. Yo, I'm sure they don't. Imagine, Matias, you're telling me there'd be no hype at all. Michigan versus Ohio State, last game of the year, bro. Winner goes to the Big Ten championship to go to the playoffs. As opposed to, oh, Michigan State.
Over again.
Yeah, dude, the hype.
Over again, except without the college football playoff for the national championship.
The hype would be over the top. Right, and leading in, like, the enthusiasm will be over the top. So, like I said, they need to lose. They need Michigan State to lose to Purdue. And then, boom, Michigan State loses to Ohio State. Suddenly, they have two Big Ten losses. And then Ohio State and Michigan go head-to-head for the Big Ten title in the final week of the season. Winner goes to the Big Ten Conference Championship game, in which they play, crazily enough, Wisconsin maybe now. And that's I gotta tell you guys, this is one bet I made, Matias, that I effing gave up on, bro. I bet Wisconsin to win the division, not the Big Ten, to win a division. And I said, famous last words, 40-year start, I said, who are they competing with, Iowa? I said, who are Iowa? That's what I said, 40-year start. I said, Wisconsin's better than Iowa. And you saw a terrible start for the Badgers, and Iowa ranked 2 for a little while. I don't know if you noticed, Matias, but Wisconsin keep winning every week now and are in control suddenly of that division.
Yeah, I do notice. But that, nothing new there, right?
They haven't lost since the Michigan loss.
That side of the bracket has always been funky. It's always the Michigan side that you see Ohio State prevail, but it's always the same characters and Ohio State being on top. But on the other side, yeah, it's been Wisconsin, and they've been pulling through for the last couple years. When I saw Michigan come up at 7, everything that you just said was all the things that came to my mind, that the committee wants Michigan still to get in, or like you said, Ohio State, Michigan, which favors the Michigan Wolverines, obviously, because if they were any deeper, they would be, you know, that would probably not be a big possibility. But them being at 7, it lines up Ohio State or Michigan.
Because don't forget, other teams ahead of Michigan at 7 will fall along the way, right?
Exactly.
A couple of them are going to fall. Like you said, they've set this up for Michigan. And the same thing, they set it up for Michigan, guys. I think it's the best breakdown we can give you about the reality of it. They set it up for Michigan. They're going to screw Michigan State over this week against Purdue. And then they hope Michigan State loses to Ohio State. It sets up, you know, the big game, the game, sets up the game for everything. And the networks are ecstatic. College football is ecstatic. It's unbelievable. And Oklahoma at 8, I think, was just sort of a wink-wink to the Sooners. I wouldn't be surprised if a little...
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Call was made. Chill out. If we would have put Cincinnati 8, everyone would have panicked. Don't worry. You guys just went out. You're in. Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Everything's a lie.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Man, I love the MLS. We won again tonight. Last night, Whitecaps. Tonight, Montreal. I just sort of stick to the teams I know with the MLS. I used to spray the board and stuff. You know what? I have a good feeling for the Whitecaps. I have a good feeling for CF Montreal. I have a pretty good feeling for the Seattle Sounders, the Portland Timbers. You know what I mean? I sort of stick. You got to stick to what you know. Right, I think we all, like, you know, sometimes, and especially now with college basketball, word of advice, actually, we'll get into this. I'll do sort of, we'll get a little tutorial, late night anger management session, in session. About how to approach things, especially with college basketball coming back, starting 6 days from now. I guess technically 5 days now, because it's Thursday overnight, whatever, or it will be. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it starts on Tuesday the 9th, college basketball. So when you get into it, you know what I mean, there's going to be, like, college football on with the Maction games. You know, you're going to have college football, college basketball, NHL hockey, NBA basketball. There'll be nights, you know, Thursday night football next week. There'll be college basketball on at the same time, NBA, NHL, right? Every sport will be going on all the time. Every sport will be going on all the time. And and we're all going to want to get a piece of all the sports. Well, what do you like in the NBA? What do you like in the NHL? What do you like in the college basketball? What do you like, in the NFL? And it's tough. Let's just be real. It's tough to win in every sport every night. It's amazing we do as good as we do at it. Like, to be honest, sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, basically every night, like tonight, the same thing. It's like, all right, I played like 5-6 NBA games. I had five or six college football plays. You know what I mean? We're spraying the board, man. And, you know, we get by because our picks are pretty good, but it doesn't mean it's smart gambling. So I think we have to sort of teach ourselves a lesson, myself, too. I'm not preaching to you. I need a reminder to get my ass back in class. Get your ass back in class and out of your ass. And let's get back on track and set up a system and stick to it. And make some money this college basketball season. Can't wait for the college football games on Saturday and NFL on Sunday. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.